Dave and DeGenevieve.
We've had two really big sports-oriented stories developing all morning long. Let's start first with the International Olympic Committee and members of that committee in town touring the venues over the next few days that will eventually host, if we get the bid officially, the 2034 Winter Olympics.
Joining us right now is Shelley Osterlo, formerly of KSL TV. Shelley, you and I have crossed paths a lot for a lot of years over the Olympics, and I've loved this. This is so exciting. Debbie's trying her best to jinx everything, saying, "Oh yeah, this is a done deal. It's over." Where do you land?
Do you think we have it in the bag, Shell?
I think we're close, but we can't say for sure until that July announcement comes along because we don't want to jinx it. But I'm pretty darn sure it's going to happen.
Okay, so let's walk through some of the venues. You've been around the world covering Olympics. Can you compare the venues and what we've done over the last 20 years to keep them up to date, to modify them, to renovate them, and compared to what happens in other countries where they kind of fall into disrepair?
Yeah, they definitely have done that in a number of places. I think the unique thing about Salt Lake City is just the layout and formation of all of these venues together. Every place from Provo up to Snow Basin, Ogden, from, you know, all of them are within an hour from Salt Lake City, which is quite remarkable because usually you have to go 2 or 3 hours to get to the ski venue, and they'll have the skating in another city, and, you know, they're spread out much more. And so it's great for the athletes, great for the spectators, and all of that is within 15 minutes of an international airport. So our layout is incredibly unique. And the Utah Sports Commission has done an amazing job in keeping these facilities up, adding to them. They've made great improvements up at the Utah Olympic Park where all the sliding events are. They now can hold, you know, they have training for alpine, and they have new freestyle aerial places. And we have a wonderful situation and setup for the Olympics. And I think that the IOC members are going to be very impressed when they come here. We're really very fortunate that the original organizers from 2002 managed to put money in place so that these facilities could continue on and have ongoing money to keep them up to date. So I think that's what the IOC is going to be very impressed with. And secondly, I think they're going to be enthusiastic about the enthusiasm that they see here, because a lot of people are showing up to say, we want them here, we're ready for them, bring them on.
Shelley, it doesn't sound to me like we can do much to screw this up. It does feel a little bit like maybe we're meeting the in-laws for the first time, but you've covered the IOC for so many years as the Olympic reporter for KSL 5 TV. This it really does seem like we're going to be putting our best face forward the next few days.
Yes, it does. And I'm really glad that they're going to make a decision early and that we'll have 10 years to put them together. Because they're, you know, you may recall 2002, it was right after the bombing of the towers and 9/11 events. And they just scrambled like crazy to put security, high security in place. And things like security and transportation takes a long time to kind of develop those plans and have things in place. And we'll have time to do that this time. And I think that's really a plus for us. And hopefully we'll have the federal money to do it.
That's right. That
we'll take money wherever we can get it. Shelley Osterlo, thank you for joining us, my favorite Olympic reporter.
Other big story.
You're kind.
Yeah, Shelley, always love talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much. Other big story developing today is that the NHL is drafting a 2024-25 schedule that has Salt Lake City as what, home of the Coyotes from Arizona. Would you say that, Dave?
I everything is coming together in Dave's best case scenario today. Like everything, I'm hitting jackpot after jackpot. Bingo. John Smith joins us from the Arrow 103.5. Now, John, I didn't realize this about you. You're a huge hockey guy.
Huge hockey guy. I was fortunate enough to be the emergency backup goalie for the Utah Grizzlies for 7 different seasons.
Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you don't do
those
anything.
Are used occasionally.
Yeah. Very, very rarely.
Okay. But,
so yeah, you suit up for the team and you sit on the bench. You get the best seats in the house. It's really the
John,
great way to play.
John, I mean, love listening to you on the Arrow 103.5. But if you were a betting man, what would you think the odds were that Utah is going to have an NHL team heading our way in the next couple of weeks?
Well, looking at the facts, right? Okay, the Phoenix Coyotes is the team that everybody's kind of pointing at. The NHL has drafted two different versions of the schedule. One is where Phoenix stays in Phoenix, and two is where Phoenix relocates to Salt Lake. The Phoenix Coyotes, this has been a troubled franchise. Like, they've been around for since 1995, so almost 30 years. And every 6-7 years or so, the team gets sold, the team goes bankrupt, the team switches stadiums. At one point in like 2018, they got locked out of their stadium because they hadn't been paying taxes. And so, you know, they've been a really troubled franchise, and people in Phoenix just don't really seem to be magnetized to hockey. Yeah.
They have a lot going on down there. They have a Major League Baseball team. They have an NFL team. They have an NBA team. And
right.
I wonder how much of it is just oversaturation of sports.
And it's the desert, man. It's 90 degrees in the shade in this time of year. You know, you don't want to go watch hockey in the middle of an ice arena.
It does seem to be a little bit of a disconnect, as having grown up there, that a hockey team would be able to attract tens of thousands. They're having a hard time seating the little tiny arena that they're playing in right now.
Yeah.
At Arizona State University. I think this is just absolutely ripe to happen. I just want them to rip the Band-Aid off and make the announcement, because we've been talking about this for quite some time, and we've got this, you know, we've got the mechanism in place to fund the stadium. We've got a Jazz owner who wants an NHL team.
Yeah,
it just seems
sure.
like a perfect storm for all the right reasons for Utah to get this team.
And
John?
Utah's growing, man. I mean, with the Olympics coming, we're talking about getting a baseball team. We're talking about, relocating certain other things. You know, it would be really cool to have an NHL team in town.
John, in the final 40 seconds that we have, I got to talk about an arena.
What do you
see? How would we make this work?
I mean, they could play at the Delta Center. I mean, the Golden Eagles played at the Delta Center for years and years and years. And, you know,
not a great hockey arena. You'd
be surprised, knowing that the Delta Center and knowing ice the way I do. I know that when the Olympics were going and when they do figure skating and stuff like that, they consider it some of the best ice on the planet.
Really?
So people love to skate at the Delta Center. So
that's great news.
We actually did a Cool Stuff in Utah episode on it. You can actually go check that out on YouTube.
On the cool ice that we have.
Yep, absolutely.
John Smith, thank you so much for joining us from the Arrow 103.5.
I love that you just ran down here from your studios up on the second floor to
talk hockey.
I know. I love
hockey. I'll talk about it all day.
Well, don't go far, because we're hoping in the next few days here we get some sort of a big announcement. So we'll want you back on the air.
Yeah, when you notified me.
I know. Well, I'll come up and find
it's
you
looking
in the
good,
Arrow
Deb.
Studio.
It is looking good.
Well, if John Smith, what did you say? You were a backup goalie?
Emergency backup goalie.
Oh, awesome.
Like third string.
I mean, come on. Third string. I mean, you know that there's got to be something brewing. Thanks, John. We love you, too. So thanks for joining us. Hey, Maria Chaleo. So you thought we had a packed show, folks. We're going to go take a breath here and give the microphone over to Maria Chaleo. She is going to have a packed show, too. In fact, she's going to take you to Boise, Idaho, where our very own Adam Small is covering the trial of Chad Daybell next.